Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa ngā tanahira tuku wingwa. This is your Wātea News. Taranaki iwi Ngāti Maru has taken a step closer to its historic treaty settlement with yesterday's first reading of the settlement legislation. Negotiator Anuru Marshall says the gathering at Parliament was a chance for iwi members to reconnect as February's signing of the deed of settlement had to be scaled back because of COVID-19 restrictions. He says the package is a fraction of what was lost, so Ngāti Maru can be said to have made a koha to the nation.
When we look at our estate, 220,000 hectares, in that estate it was full of forests. Big forests, and they were all felled to build the towns and cities in this country. The coal mines there were mined to drive industry. We've got oil and gas wells. We've got hydroelectric. All that went into the national grid, into building this country up.
Anuru Marshall says the resettlement can never be about righting all the wrongs, but Ngāti Maru is keen to move forward and create a pathway for its rangatahi. Māori academics have forced the chief executive of Universities New Zealand to back down on his inference that Māori produce lower quality research than their peers. Chris Whelan has walked back comments in a radio interview that increasing the weighting for Māori and Pacific research would dilute the effectiveness of the performance-based research fund. Sarah Jane Tiakiwai, the Deputy Vice-Chancellor Māori at the University of Waikato, says the recommended changes are a way to recognise the importance of Māori and Pacific researchers and the contribution Mātauranga Māori makes.
So it's not just a knowledge system that exists here in Aotearoa New Zealand, but it's part of a wider ecosystem of knowledge that exists across the world.
Sarah Jane Tiakiwai says Mr. Whelan was trying to say Māori and Pacific research should have its own funding stream, but he did so in a way that inferred that research was of poorer quality. More Māori and Pacifica students are using student job search. Social Development and Employment Minister Carmel Sepuloni says since March, SJS has sourced 3,742 permanent full-time jobs for students, a 200% increase on previous years, and increased Māori and Pacific student registration rates by 14.8%. It has also expanded its graduate services, taking on new staff to source high-quality graduate roles and connect employers looking for talented graduates. Since 2015, students have earned at least $500 million in wages from work provided through Student Job Search, a 2,497% return on investment for the Ministry of Social Development. Porirua City Council has started a governance review to decide how many councillors it will have after the next election. Acting Democratic Services Manager Jack Marshall says the council's decision to create a Māori ward means the number of voters in each existing ward will change. The council currently has a mayor and 10 councillors from three wards, but it can have up to 29 councillors to provide fair and effective representation for the city. And that is your Wātea News.